The reading this morning comes from the book of Genesis, chapter 22, verses 1 to 19. Abraham tested. Sometime later, God tested Abraham. He said to him, "Abraham?" "Here I am," he replied. Then God said, "Take your son, your only son whom you love, Isaac, and go to the region of Moriah. Sacrifice him there as a burnt offering on a mountain I will show you." Early the next morning, Abraham got up and loaded his donkey. He took with him two of his servants and his son Isaac. When he had cut enough wood for the burnt offering, he set out for the place God had told him about. On the third day, Abraham looked up and saw the place in the distance. He said to his servants, "Stay here with the donkey while I and the boy go over there. We will worship and then we will come back to you." Abraham took the wood for the burnt offering and placed it on his son Isaac, and he himself carried the fire and the knife. As the two of them went on together, Isaac spoke up and said to his father Abraham, "Father?" "Yes, my son," Abraham replied. "The fire and wood are here," Isaac said, "but where is the lamb for the burnt offering?" Abraham answered, "God himself will provide the lamb for the burnt offering, my son." And the two of them went on together. When they reached the place God had told him about, Abraham built an altar there and arranged the wood on it. He bound his son Isaac and laid him on the altar on top of the wood. Then he reached out his hand and took the knife to slay his son. But the angel of the Lord called out to him from heaven, "Abraham, Abraham." "Here I am," he replied. "Do not lay a hand on the boy," he said. "Do not do anything to him. Now I know you fear God, because you have not withheld from me your son, your only son." Abraham looked up, and there in a thicket he saw a ram caught by its horns. He went over and took the ram and sacrificed it as a burnt offering instead of his son. So Abraham called that place, "The Lord will provide." And to this day it is said, "On the mountain of the Lord it will be provided." The angel of the Lord called to Abraham from heaven a second time and said, "I swear by myself, declares the Lord, that because you have done this and not withheld your son, your only son, I will surely bless you and make your descendants as numerous as the stars in the sky and as the sand on the seashore. Your descendants will take possession of the cities of their enemies, and through your offspring all nations on earth will be blessed, because you have obeyed me." Then Abraham returned to his servants, and they set off together for Beersheba. And Abraham stayed in Beersheba. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
Charles, thank you very much. And thank you, Jane, for your prayers. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, please speak to us now through this story, we ask. Amen. I get all the nice bits. I get to preach on Sodom and Gomorrah, and I get to preach on child sacrifice. It doesn't seem fair sometimes, except I'm the one who helps arrange the master plan. But anyway. So it's the first day of Lent today, and Lent is a 40-day period leading up to Easter, and it's a chance to reflect, to think, to examine ourselves, to let God's Holy Spirit bring to mind different things that we may need to confess. And there's a tradition, isn't there, of giving up something for Lent, and it's not really meant to be a punishment, but it's meant to be a more making space, making time to pursue that relationship with God. Today we're going to particularly think about that theme of relationship with God, looking at Abraham's faith. But we're also going to think about sacrifice and the sacrifice of Isaac, and what happens when you get tested. So last week, we heard that after a long, long time, finally, that covenant promise, descendants and land, finally, Abraham and Sarah have a child of their very own called Isaac. Abraham, for a long time, has followed God. His faith is strong. He's believed in God. And now suddenly, there's a test. Kill your son. This is a bit worrying, because Isaac has just been born and his parents were really old. But God said, you're going to have descendants. So how can you want me to kill, to get rid of Isaac? So if we have a look at the beginning of chapter 22, we're told sometime after Isaac was born, God tested Abraham. He tests Abraham's faith. He tests his commitment. How genuine is your faith? Will you obey me if I test you? It's like, I've fulfilled that promise. You've got a son now, but do you still believe in me? What is your faith like? We studied James last term, and there was lots and lots in the book of James about faith and actions. Your faith is shown in what you do. Your faith is shown in your obedience. It's not just something in your head. Of course, I believe in God, but it shows itself in practical actions. A living faith shows itself in actions by our obedience to God, our trust. But what a test. God says, take your son, your only son, that's sort of rubbing it in a bit, whom you love, rubbing it in a bit more, and go to the region of Moriah. That test seems to go against common sense, to go against all that has been promised already. And then it talks about a burnt offering. I mean, it was relatively easy, I think, for Caroline to burn all those palm crosses. But God is talking a burnt sacrifice. The whole sacrifice, every part of the animal, would be completely burnt up. So what does Abraham do? Let's look at verse 3. Early the next morning, Abraham got up, loaded his donkey, took his servants and his son, cut some wood, and set out for the place. He responds instantly. He gets up early. He does not prevaricate. He does not procrastinate. He doesn't argue with God. They're all things I would do. And he just promptly goes. He's resolute. He goes. And we're told it's the mount in the Moriah region. And some scholars think that is the actual site of Jerusalem, of Solomon's temple. It's interesting, it says in verse 4, on the third day. And as we look through this story, you will see so many echoes of the New Testament, of Jesus. It took 3 days to travel by donkey from Beersheba to Moriah. And Abraham took wood with him, and he carried the fire. He didn't have matches in those days, and he carried a knife. And again, it just sounded familiar to me. He carried the wood. It reminded me of Jesus carrying his cross to his own crucifixion. And then Isaac says to his father, well, where's the lamb? Where's the lamb we're going to sacrifice? And I find verse 8 amazing. Abraham answered, God himself will provide the lamb for the burnt offering, my son. God himself will provide the lamb. And that is faith. That is faith expressed, unflinching, certain, steady faith. Abraham believes God will provide. He gets as far as tying up Isaac and picking up the knife, and then God intervenes. God intervenes. Abraham had been willing to obey God, even though it meant sacrificing his own son. Abraham passes, if you like, that test of faith. And they find a ram nearby, caught in the thicket. Years ago, I was on a sheep farm in Scotland, and we actually came across a sheep, and it was caught on the barbed wire fence, and the farmer had to sort of unravel the barbed wire from the horn. You know, they have those sort of curly horns, and I suspect that's what happened. That ram had got caught in the thicket. God has provided that sacrifice. And so, verse 14, Abraham calls that place, "The Lord will provide." Jehovah Jireh, the Lord will provide. He provides a sacrifice instead of Isaac. He provides another thing to be sacrificed as a substitute for Isaac. Don't know how many of you are familiar with the word in theology, or the two words, substitutionary atonement. Which is quite a lot for a Wednesday morning, substitutionary atonement. And it's about the killing of something in place of something else. It's about somebody being killed to atone for somebody else. You may remember the scapegoat when the Israelites were in the desert, the scapegoat that got killed. But it's used particularly to refer to Jesus. Jesus being killed as a substitute instead of us. His sacrifice for our atonement, for our forgiveness. Jesus was God's only son. Isaac was Abraham's son. And the Lord repeats his promise, and it's a divine oath. And God says, "I will bless you. I'll give you many descendants." Have you seen the stars at night? That's how many descendants you're going to have. Have you seen those grains of sand on the shore? That's how many descendants, Abraham, you will have. And then God finishes by saying, all the nations are going to be blessed because of you. And Jesus Christ, if you trace back his ancestry, descended from Abraham, the fulfillment of that promise. In the New Testament, in Hebrews chapter 11, Abraham's faith is commended. You may want to go back and look at Hebrews 11. And it talks about him being this great man of faith, willing even to sacrifice his own son. So let's finish by thinking, what on earth does this say to us today? First of all, it talks about God testing people. It doesn't talk about God tempting people to do wrong. It talks about a test of faith. And I was having a think about what tests of faith I'd been to. I could think of a family situation that I was very tested through it. Is God really at work? Why are my prayers not being answered? And for 9 months, I kept praying and praying and praying about something. And I simply had to obey God and trust God is at work when nothing was happening. And then at the end of 9 months, there was a chink of light and something is happening there. Sometimes we get those tests of faith where we're called to obey God, to keep going. Abraham had that unflinching faith, and he showed it in his actions. His actions involved making a sacrifice. Now, traditionally, in Lent, people often sacrifice. It might be wonderful food, or it might be chocolate. These days, people are talking about giving up plastic. Did you know that? Giving up single-use plastic for Lent, or giving up social media so we can all stop using Facebook and Twitter, if we do. This idea of giving up something so that we can spend more time with God. In a moment, we're going to receive communion, and this is the time when we receive it to think about that sacrifice. God, who did give up his own son, Jesus, to die on our behalf as a substitute for us. So when we receive communion, let's thank him. So Abraham's faith was shown in obedience to what God was calling him to do. He believed in Jehovah Jireh, the God who provides. So during this period of Lent, this chance for self-reflection and self-examination, let's just take a moment now. What is God asking me to do? Is my faith being tested in any particular area? Where am I being called to obey God? Is there something God is asking me to sacrifice? Or is there something God is asking me to take up and do instead? So let's just be quiet now and let's reflect and let God bring to mind those things. Heavenly Father, help us to have that same faith that Abraham had. Help us to obey you, to show our faith in our actions. And show us this time of Lent. Is there something that we should be sacrificing for you? Or is there something we should be taking up and doing for you? Help us to learn from this great man of faith. We ask this in Jesus' name. Amen.